please come to order with the members vote to indicate their presence.
All right, Cap, are you here?
No.
Senator Perrin.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning. Senators Danforth and Coleman are excused from the call of Senate today.
We stand firm.
God of the universe, creator of all life, we pause to thank you for this day and for the many blessings you have given us, that we are ever mindful that there are many in this world, state, and city who are homeless, poor, and oppressed. Where people are denied equal rights, where people are exploited, where people suffer discrimination, help us to seek and restore justice and equality. We thank you for the women and men in the past who strive to correct the wrongs around them, and ask that you be with the women and men here today who seek to do likewise. May our pledge for liberty and justice for all not be hollow words, but a reality in the here and now. Lord, help each person here to serve and to help the people of this state, especially the imprisoned, the children, the poor, and the jobless, for we are saved to serve. Please be with us this day in all that we say and do. In Christ's name we pray, so be it.
Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that this fine prayer be spread in the minutes in the journal.
Objection, it's so ordered. The Secretary certifies the correctness of the day of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 60th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 19 with the following correction. On page 436, add, Senate Bill Number 225 was referred to the Rules Committee.
Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 60th day and Senate Supplement Number 19 be approved and certified.
Objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, in the far gallery is a lady that many of us might have met in or around Juneau, along with her husband, Admiral Knapp. She is the mother of one of our pages, Nancy Knapp, and it's Pam Knapp.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, we were very fortunate again today to have with us a number of visitors from the Elks Know Your State Government Contest, or rather, State Government's tour. I'm not really sure what the precise title is. The people are here in the gallery behind me, and I'd like to introduce them by the way. Gary Vickers from Juneau. James Rushinger from Kenai. Matt Wood Jr. from Cordova, Chris Backler from Cordova, Tracy Powell from Kodiak, Lynn Willis from Petersburg, Terry Jakovich from Fairbanks, Margaret O'Reilly from Kenai, Tricia Showalter from Anchorage, Susan Anderson from Seward, and Robin Snyder from Juneau. Welcome.
We hope you students will enjoy your stay in Juneau and that you will visit our offices. Please feel free to call upon us while you're here. Senator, Senator Lyons.
Mr. President, I have two good friends from the original capital, Sitka, visiting us today. They're over here taking part in the gold medal tournament as spectators, of course. Marietta and Harvey Williams.
Messages from the governor.
Message of March 11. Dear Mr. President, please add to your list of Alaskans to be confirmed for appointment to boards and commissions the following. To the Board of Pharmacy, Ms. Sue Roberts, Anchor Point, term expiring 3/31/86. In my letter of February 4, 1981, I submitted for your confirmation Mr. James Reardon for reappointment to the Board of Game. His name should be corrected to Jim Jim Reardon instead of James. Thank you. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor.
The appointment to the Board of Pharmacy you will assign to the Health, Education, Social Services Committee for review. Jim Reardon's already been assigned resources.
That is the only message from the governor today.
Are the messages from the other house?
Message of March 13. The speaker has requested that the Senate return to the House CSSB 113 finance amended, making supplemental and special appropriations for oil and gas matters effective date, and the House action, namely committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 113 finance amended House effective date failed.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, since the bill is in our possession, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we return our old friend Senate Bill 113 to the House.
Without objection, so ordered. Objections noted.
Can we stand at ease, Mr. President?
Stand at ease. Back to order, Senator Ray.
I remove my objection, although it's already passed.
Objection's been removed. The bill will be returned to the House as requested without objection. Are there any further messages from the other House?
There are no other messages from the House.
Are there communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Finance Committee considers Senate Bill 6 established in the Alaska Administrative Journal, and a majority of the committee recommends that be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring, Senator Sackett, Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation. SB 6 has no further referral.
To the Rules Committee.
That is the only standing committee report today.
The reports of special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
Are there resolutions for introduction?
Senate Resolution Number 3 by Senators Bennett, Danforth, Fahrenkamp, and Parr relating to renaming the International Airport at Fairbanks as the Noel Green International Airport.
Transportation.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 16 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee relating to annexation of the city of Nome.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Those are the resolutions today.
Are there bills for introduction, first reading, and reference? Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 279 by Senator Rohde, and activating the general powers of the Department of Commerce and Economic Development.
Commerce Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 280 by Senator Rohde, and activating the credit unions.
Commerce.
Senate Bill Number 281 by Senator Rohde, and activating the interest rates.
Commerce Finance.
Senate Bill Number 282 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to the legal rate of interest.
Commerce Finance.
Senate Bill Number 283 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to offers of judgment.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 284 by the Judiciary Committee, an act repealing provisions of law relating to the selection of textbooks in the State Schools Textbook Committee.
Health, Education, Social Services.
Senate Bill Number 285 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the liability of the state for damages caused by persons who are performing community work while under court order and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 286 by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to audio, visual, and dental insurance coverage for persons receiving benefits under the judicial retirement system and providing for an effective date.
Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 287 by Senator Coletta, an act requiring the evidence of motor vehicle liability insurance be furnished to the Department of Public Safety when vehicle registration is made or renewed and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary, the Commerce Chairman may want to take a quick look at it, but I think it's judicial.
Senate Bill Number 288 by Senators Coletta, Ziegler, and Fahrenkamp, and Act amending the corporate income tax under the Alaska Net Income Tax Act and repealing the Alaska Oil and Gas Corporate Income Tax Act and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary, Commerce, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 289 by Senators Ferguson and Tertula, an act increasing the number of Superior Court judges.
Judiciary and Finance.
Those are the bills this morning, Mr. President.
Takes us down to the daily calendar. Senator Stimson.
President, a brief at ease, please.
We'll stand at ease. Senate, please come back to order. We're down to the daily calendar. We have a citation calendar.
Honoring Gloria Pushruck by Representative Cotton and Fuller and Senator Ferguson. And honoring the winners of the Elks Know Your State Government Contest by Senators Dankworth, Bennett, Fahrenkamp, Fertula, Kelly, and Strzelewski.
Senator Ray.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that the sponsors of the honoring the winners of the Elks Know Your State Government Contest be shown as all members of the Senate.
Without objection, so ordered.
That is also an original sponsor, Senator Gilman.
Thank you. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation calendar be adopted.
Without objection, so ordered. The citation calendar has been adopted.
Mr. President, on each member's desk is a copy of a number of citations. I would move and ask unanimous consent now that these citations be taken up as a special order of business notwithstanding the motion requirements.
Without objection, it's so ordered.
Mr. President, if there is any member who wishes to co-sponsor any of the amendments that are on here, you can ask for a brief these items. I've had an opportunity to have some of those members and not the reason it needs to.
Senator Rohde, might I comment? There are a number of other requests that haven't arrived for this particular week. So they will just come up next week, even though that the Women's History Week, of course, has passed us by. But that's just the problem with our in-house bureaucracy.
Mr. President, if there are no other comments, then I would move and ask unanimous consent that the supplemental citation calendar be adopted.
Without objection, so ordered. The citation calendar has been adopted. We're down to unfinished business. Are there items under unfinished business? Oh, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, I would like to waive SB 214.
It has finance further referral without objection. It has been waived and sent to finance.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
I don't know whether this comes, technically speaking, under unfinished business, but perhaps it does. Yesterday we had a bill introduced, Senate Bill 266, an act establishing an official policy of using neutral pronouns in Alaska statutes and providing for an effective date. Well, we got to thinking about this downstairs, and we decided that from now on it would be improper to introduce an amendment. It should be a personment. And this bill goes into some awfully bad things. For example, on line 22, it says, any other necessary grammatical change in the manner generally followed. We suggest that state affairs consider changing that to personer. And the two clauses read, sections are amended, and that should be a personed. And then when you get to amendment itself, it could be a person, with the T on the end of it. And so you might think some of these things over, Senator.
Yes, I recognize we made some error in not leaving judiciary with your tender care, Senator Ziegler, when that bill came by. Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President, if I could comment on the wise words of the former judiciary chairperson. In Judiciary Committee, we have a subcommittee of one. Senator Ray will be in as our neutral pronoun subcommittee. And Senator Ziegler would confer with Senator Ray. I'm sure they would be happy to do so.
Well, the senator from the Clukwan School of Law please rise?
Mr. President, I think again that we made the error when you say chairperson. It should be chairperson daughter in order to get both of them in, because son is the male, and I think that's what we're looking for. So we can't say person, chairperson anymore. Somebody help me out on that.
See how valuable you is.
Let us proceed. Any other items under unfinished business?
March 12, dear President Fertula, I appreciate my appointment to the Executive Committee of the Western Conference of the Council of State Governments. I regret that I must resign this position due to the press of my other commitments. Sincerely, Frank Ferguson, Alaska State Senator.
Regretfully accept Senator Ferguson's resignation, and I will appoint Senator Ziegler to that position. There has been a long negotiation to bring the Western Council to Alaska, and I think it's quite appropriate that Senator Ziegler should continue in this capacity. Also, there is an alternate to the Audit Committee. It's been brought to my attention for some time, so that they can have a full complement at any meeting. There is one alternate under the statutes provided for, and I appoint Senator Coletta as the alternate to the State Audit Committee. Legislative Audit Committee, Budget and Audit Committee is now turned. Are there items under special orders? You have the floor, Senator Eliason.
Mr. President, can we revert to introduction of guests?
Without objection.
I see a former superintendent of schools here in Juneau in the back gallery here, and also he's, what's Juneau's loss is our gain, and Sitka is the superintendent of schools in Sitka, John Coffey.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, under special orders, I'd like permission to discuss maybe the capital move or matters relating to the capital move.
Without objection, we return to special orders, and you have the floor.
Mr. President, as I understand it, that the reason we have capital 76, capital 77, capital 78, up to capital 81 is to allow the people of the state of Alaska to get information on what's happening here in Juneau. And also, as I understand, the reason to move the capital to Anchorage or somewhere out there in that wilderness that is to allow people to take a more active part in government. And these are good reasons. However, we find that the argument for Capital 81, bringing information to the people throughout the state, is breaking down in certain areas of the state. I know in southeastern Alaska we show what's happening here in Capital 81 this evening at 5:30. It goes through the system. It feeds my community, Anchorage, Ketchikan, Petersburg, Wrangell. Also know that this program is going to be shown in Fairbanks this evening at 8 o'clock. I noticed that it's going to be shown in Bethel tomorrow afternoon at 2:35, and also in Kotzebue at 2:30. But when's it going to be shown in the Anchorage area, where half the people of the state of Alaska reside? This program is going to be shown at 11 o'clock this evening and 7 o'clock in the morning. So really, it seems to me that this could be construed as being an effort to support those who want to move the capital to the Anchorage area, that they can be closer to the government rather than allow them to see this particular program in the evening during prime time.
Senator Eliason. Are there announcements of committee meetings? Senator, Mr. Finance Chairman.
Finance will meet on Monday morning at 8:30. We'll take up the University of Alaska budget.
Chairman Fahrenkamp.
Mr. Chairman, the Resources Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30 in Belts. We'll take up SJR 25 relating to Skagway, SCR 12 relating to hand trolling, CSSB 140, an act establishing a fisheries product revolving loan fund, and SB 141, an act making a special appropriation to the fishery product revolving loan fund. On Monday, we'll be having teleconferencing to all sides at 1:30 from Senate Finance on SB 216. That's an act repealing the Alaska Coastal Zone Management Program.
Chairman Parr.
tonight, Mr. President. The Senate House Committee will meet at 3 this afternoon in room 209 of Barrington's. We have Senate Bill 89 amending the child protection laws.
Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, the Senate Finance Subcommittee on Development will be holding a hearing on the non-conforming loans program today at 2 o'clock in the Senate Finance room.
Further announcement of committee meetings? Chairman Ray.
Mr. President, the Legislative Council will meet in the House Judiciary Committee room at 3 p.m. on Monday, March 16th. Transportation Committee will meet Tuesday. The bills will be posted. Possibly we'll have Senate Bills 34 and 37, depending.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, the Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:30 this afternoon. The bills will be posted. I'd also like to announce that whoever put the ad for earplugs on my desk is probably the person that would be sufficient. Mr. President, if there's no further business to come before this body, I would move and ask unanimous consent to extend an adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Adjourned.